Blog Talk Radio.
What I really am, what I'm gonna take, baby step, cause I'm a beginner. But to see you won't give me a chance, cause all you see is a sinner. Don't cast a stone unless you really know exactly what I've been through.
Right, that was PJ Dakota's new single, The Devil is a Liar. And we're going to have her on tonight to talk about her single and so she can connect with you all here on the digital meet and greet. I'm some guy named Jay, Jonathan Coleman on Facebook, you know. And we're going to have a great show. Before I bring on PJ Dakota, I just want to say that you all should check out this new streaming platform called elegends.net. You can go www.elegends.net, and that's legends with a Z and not an S. And on that website, you can listen to new music. You can check out new music videos. You can check out, they're eventually going to have movies and television shows and things like that, podcasts. They got podcasts on there now. So definitely check it out. Membership is free, ad free. So definitely join now while you can, while everything's free. And also, you can get your content on there with no hassle when you join, when you sign up. So, you know, if you have a film or you have a podcast or a music video that you want to get on another outlet, another app, go on elegends.net and get it on there. Shout out to Dave. That's www.elegends.net. JTLegends.net. All right. Oh, yeah, and JT. JT, he's going to be joining us sometime, you know, during the program. He's running a little late, actually. But that's all good. I'm going to hold it down until he gets here. Let me bring on PJ Dakota.
Hello?
PJ Dakota, how you doing?
Where's my son? I'm fine. I like to first say, excuse me, everybody. I got a real bad sinus cold, but I'm here.
Yes. I'm glad you're here. You sound great. You know, don't you sound like anything got a sinus cold or anything?
You got to be kidding me. This ain't how I sound.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all know how she sounds. Y'all heard the record. It's banging. She has a great voice, you know. And, excuse me. Oh, I've got a little coughing myself.
See, came to the phone and got you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I got a contagious. Oh, yeah, PJ Dakota, I want to ask. Is this the new direction you're going with your music, or is this just a particular song you were inspired to do? Like, because, you know, you're like a Missy Elliott. You know, you spit, you sing, you write songs, you dance, and you do all kind of different stuff, you know. So is this the new PJ Dakota?
No, this was a special type of song. I actually wrote the song for someone else, and they didn't feel it fit them. And I was going to just shop it initially. And then the engineers that I was working with, they were like, the song fits you, but you should put it out. And I was like, yeah, I think so. And I said, well, it's kind of different from the rest of my album, but it wasn't about like, okay, now she's a gospel album, a gospel artist. It was more on, it was the message. You know, we've been 2 years, 3 years down with this COVID stuff. The world just totally stopped. And it took a toll on us financially and mentally. And we're still trying to crawl out of that dark fog that COVID has put us through, you know, emotionally. And so if anything, he's like, dude, y'all, I know it's hard times and all that, but the devil is a liar, and we ain't going to let him win this. We rebuke him, and we're going to come back, you know, and get on top of things, you know, 10 times stronger than before. So I just felt that the message that I was talking about in the song is definitely relevant at this point.
Oh, yes, because you can't let anything stop you. It's one of those good inspirational. You know, because everybody, you know, we've all had them days when nothing's going right and it seems like everything's against you and, yeah, the devil lying, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Now, you say you originally wrote that for another artist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you shop it to different? I mean, you shopped it around or was just you just stuck with that particular artist that you did?
It was written specifically for that artist. So then when they were interested into it, I was going to start shopping it, but I went back into the studio to redo the music over and re-record it so that if I, you know, let anybody else hear the reference version, it'll be better. And we ended up liking how it came out, so I ended up just keeping it.
Ah, okay. Definitely. Do you want to disclose who that artist was or no?
No.
Okay, definitely. You and the artist feel cool, right? Or is it?
Oh yeah. Don't worry. we'll be working together. We'll be together soon, and I'm having to go through your whole program and everything. So.
Oh yes, I appreciate it. I always, you know, enjoy working with you and anybody you send my way.
Oh yeah, but this particular artist, we will have it on together. I know he's right now, I almost got all his songs done, so I don't know if I'm going to make this album or the next album with him, but we do have plans on working on a song in the near future. So, but one of my goals, even in the making of that song, which was kind of leading way to what I really wanted to do, which was to write and produce a gospel album with somebody else. So this kind of opened the door for me on that side, and I'm just trying to learn that industry and whatever, because they're very protective of their sound and how you got to come into it and everything. And I know they can be a little weary when you're not fully a gospel artist, you know. And then I drop a whole full album of R&B and hip-hop, you know. And they're like, what is this? But it's like, y'all, it's about the message. I don't have to be a gospel artist to give this message. And when it was given to me, it was given to me. You know, it was his grace, because, I mean, I wrote that song so fast, it was crazy. And it just came, and I was like, wow, I'm digging it. So, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. They're going to throw some claps on that. Like I said, it's about the message. Now, like, when you're writing songs, do songs just come fast to you like that? Are you one of those songwriters that can knock out 20 songs in a day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's an amazing gift, you know. Oh, yeah. Now I should know this, but I got to ask you just to refresh. You make beats too, right?
Correct.
Okay,
that track I produced.
Okay. I thought so. I just didn't want to go around thinking that in my head. And you go, oh, no, that was produced by so-and-so. Oh, my bad.
No, I produced that as well.
Yeah. Okay. So I was right. Now, before I even ask this question, I know you're working on a song, Rome Lucio.
Yes.
Did you produce that track, or y'all using a Frankie, using one of his producers, or who came up with the track for it?
The initial track came from Rock Mass, was a company that I was working with a couple years ago, but he's a producer, and it was one of them tracks. I was like, yo, man, what you doing with that beat? Like, can I purchase that? And he was like, yeah. And I was, you know, we had just started working with Rome, and I was like, yo, Rome, you got to jump on this track. And when Rome heard it, he was like, yo, you got to stay, you know, stay the weekend, and let's write this song. And we stayed in the studio, like, all night and wrote that song. And then we sent it to his dad, Frankie, and Frankie was like, oh, wow. And Rome was like, let my dad do what he do. And I was like, all right, then. And when he came back, oh, he just took it to a whole nother level. So I can't wait for you guys to hear that song.
Yes. I can't wait to hear that record. Yes. So, yeah, that's going to be a nice.
And that's what it's called,
nice...
too. It's called Can't Wait.
Can't Wait. Ah, yes. It, the title definitely fits, because I know we all can't wait.
Shout out to my boy Ron for jumping on that with me. Thanks, Ron.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully he'll be able to tune in tonight or call in tonight as well and chop it up with you. You know, we had him on last week. We had Jillian Joelle Davidson on. We got to get you connected with her as well and possibly a guest spot on the Say What show.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to it.
Okay. I'm going to bounce around. Well, no, let me stay on Rome right quick before I get to the Say What questions. You know, it's just flowing. With Rome Lucio, I actually presented this to his management the day we're in a group chat together, and I said, you know what, you and PJ Dakota, because you guys are all in Michigan.
Yeah.
I was saying, you know what, you all should, like, do some kind of, like, an event together, some kind of show, some kind of, like, you know what I mean, some kind of, or heck, even if a tour could come out of it, but something like, just like a big event where you guys both perform, you know?
Mhm.
I think that would be a great idea.
Oh, I like it. I'm down with it.
Yes.
I
mean,
2023 is like right around the corner, so I'm open for everything. My whole goal is to expand on the PJ brand, so yeah, I'm open for all that.
Oh yeah. I'm definitely looking for that too. I may have to catch a flight up there to Michigan and catch that live show.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
man, come on, hang out with us.
Oh, yes. Speaking of artists from the area, outside of your immediate, you know, camp, who else do you work with that's in Detroit? Oh, I mean, I know you're in Flint. I keep saying Detroit, but just in the Michigan, that whole, just in the state, you know?
Well, it's not necessary. They are local artists. There's nobody like major that we're working with. We work. That's some goals that we got planned for 2023. We plan on working with Bizarre. If you guys know who Bizarre is, from D12. I'm planning on possibly doing EP with him in 2023. But I'm working with artists here named Fonz, working with an artist, Jason, working with an artist out in Texas named Gabby, and my boy Rob. Those are like my main artists that we're working on right now.
Ah, okay. Definitely. I'm definitely looking forward to that Bizarre collabo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, you producing it, or is it just like a vocal, like y'all doing a joint project vocally,
Yeah, just vocally. I think he's providing the beats and everything, so we're just going to do a quick EP.
Ah, okay. Shoot, I wanted to hear Bizarre on one of your tracks, though.
Right.
Yeah. But it's all good. I know people got, you know, their producers they used to and, you know, want to stick to and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. And I got and then, of course, I got a couple projects just for me coming out. We're going to drop this, the Can't Wait single coming out, and we're going to drop a song off the album, the whole album. It's called Trouble. We're working on a video on that right now. And I'm just getting the lineup of the songs together for the whole album. I'm going to try to get that dropped like in the middle of January, the beginning part of February. So literally working on, I just talked with my agent today about the album and everything. So we're getting everything together for that. But also, same year, I'm going to drop an EP from Frankie. Big Frankie is doing the whole project, an EP, and he's done all the beats on the project, and they so dope. And man, we can't wait for you guys to hear that.
Yes. I'm definitely looking forward to that because I'm actually looking forward to everything you're doing. But however, you know, the reason this particular project with Frankie is touching my ear is because, you know, the way his production,
yes.
I heard his recent EP, the instrumental.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the instrumental joint. It's just,
well,
I
see,
can
that's different.
That.
That's like, because over there, that's big, so he's like huge in that type of production. But his love is R&B. And man, when I tell you, he sent me some tracks that just blow in my mind. I'm just, I can't wait. It's so dope.
Wow. So okay, yeah. So he's not doing like the house. I don't know what to really call that genre.
Yeah, it's like dubstep house. One of the songs it is that, and it's it was a song that I presented to him, and I said, hey, I got this track. I still think it's fire, but it needs to go to the next level. And when he heard it, he said, oh, let me do what I do. And I was like, yeah. So that one definitely has that house stuff, and it's so commercial and crazy, man. And it's like huge plans for that song. And it's called, oh, Lord, what's the name of my song? I can't remember, y'all, but it's a dope song. And I definitely wanted to be the first single off that for 2023. So a lot of material. We go hit you guys with a lot of stuff, and it's all going to be different. And it doesn't necessarily be planned out that way. It's just how I be vibing. And, you know, if the music is good and I feel it, I write to it. So there's no, like you were saying, was there a direction or whatever? Like, no, I just do music.
Ah, nice. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm enjoying this conversation with PJ, but I want you guys to get in on it, too. So if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that and you don't have that number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872. And then press 1. We'll bring you on. We're talking to PJ Dakota about music, you know, and anything else. You know, if you want to connect and build with her, if you want to track from her, you want to If you think she needs to write a song for you or whatever, y'all can work out the paperwork, blah, blah, do what y'all need to do, jump on the line and connect with her. That's what we do the digital meet and greet for, you know, so you all can connect with the guests.
Yeah.
And also, if you're streaming from your phone, you don't have to dial the number again. All you have to do is just press 1 and we'll slide you in, you know. I know we got a lot of people streaming tonight.
Nice.
You know, but if you guys want to, yes, but if you guys want to jump on, you know, don't be shy. Don't be shy, you know. All right. Now let me get back into the, excuse me, into the questions and things.
Okay.
Now, speaking of performances, do you have any, we touched on it, but let's get back to it. Do you have any performances coming up in 2023 that's locked down, like any shows or anything?
Nope, I haven't locked down. I haven't made no confirmations on any of them, but we actually making a whole setup for it. So there will be, and we'll be posting them actually really, really soon. So there will be some because there's some shows already that's been set up that we're trying to get some confirmation on to get in on and that type of thing. But I will be for sure. I want to make this year like the most year that I've done the most performances. So I plan to be busy, very, very busy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh yeah. Now you recently did an event. I saw a flyer for it recently.
Yeah.
A showcase.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
That was really great. Got a chance to perform. It was called the Billboard Showcase, and you know, it was just, you know, opportunity for me to because I hadn't performed in a while, and it just gave me a chance just to practice and get my vocals back out there and be seen, because a lot of times you can get into this rut where you, like, continue to see the same people, but this was a different group of people, so I knew I had to do it. And this group of people was, like, a younger group, and it was like, dude, where are these acts coming from? So when I tell you, Flint has a lot of talent out there, so if there's any labels out there listening and you're looking for artists, it is plenty here, and they got their stuff together, and I'm so proud of them. And shout out to my boy, Kerry, I think it's Horton, who put it on, a major guy dealing with the industry. And he had to kindly tell me, because there was, like, prizes that you could win, and he kindly came to the side and was like, you know, if you still want to perform, that's cool, but we can't let you in on the prize thing because you're too industry. And I thought that was, like, the cutest thing ever. So, but, you know, I didn't have no problem with that, because those acts, they didn't know who I was. You know, but they gave me my respect, so and I definitely gave them theirs. So, yeah, you know, and artists that's listening, I really hope that these artists are listening. When you do those type of shows, you can claim them on your BMI and your ASCAP. I just posted that in a show that we just did in Ohio, and in the open mics, y'all be like, I ain't doing the open mics. I'm tired of doing them. No, you're not. You keep doing them open mics because you can claim them on your ASCAP and BMI. And, you know, it might not be a lot of money, but it'd be money versus you hadn't gotten anything at all. So, and that's just information that I know a lot of independent artists don't know that they can do. So I'm always willing to kick some game and info to you guys as much as I can. I definitely want that to be known, like, so don't be scared to do open mics.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thanks for kicking that knowledge to the people. Let me go ahead and throw some claps on it. Yeah, like, listen to what she's saying. You guys need to take advantage of that. And a lot of these artists who say they don't like open mics, I mean, I feel like they need to – they're not too big for that. You know what I mean?
No, exactly.
Like,
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, they got to humble themselves. Now, if you're doing – crazy, like, this is how I feel like, right? If a promoter can put you on a flyer and you can pack the house, or at least bring in a good amount of like, where the promoter made a good investment off of you, then yeah, that's when you can shout demands or and stuff like that. But even doing open the mics, like you said, you can still get your, you know, your publishing off that. So,
yeah.
Shoot, do them both.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Shoot, even like in the comedy game, you hear about comedians, even after they blow it up, even after they got on TV, they still do open mics. They still hit up spots.
Exactly. And they can play
yeah.
Plus, it's still a performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, exactly. See, I didn't know. See, I was thinking it was always the publishing with the music, but, like, you are right. You know, any of that, you know what to call it. My brain is fried. Intellectual property.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know why performers don't maximize ways to, you know, see a return on their investment on their music.
The industry people don't tell you, nobody's telling people. You know, the ones that know, they you know, apply it to themselves. But, and this was stuff that I had to learn in the process. You know what I'm saying? And I go, what? I can do this? And they would say it to me like I was supposed to know. Like, yeah, you ain't know? Like, no. So, you know, I'm be like, dude, I ain't going to hold this here, and I'm going to tell people. Now, it's on them to take the information that I give you and run with it, but if you don't, that's on you. But I did my part. You know, I shared the information, and it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're absolutely right. You know, you definitely keep kicking that wisdom out for the artist.
Uh-huh.
And I also believe that some artists are like, I don't know, I think they're, we talk about intellectual property, but I think some artists are intellectually lazy. They don't want to actually, you know, like even when you present them with the information, they don't want to go any further. You know?
Yeah. And then like one of the things that I've been working on these setups, and I'll be presenting them at the top of the year for sure. So if you're a fan of PJ, you'll get this information. If you're not, you need to go find me and like my pages and subscribe and all that good stuff on YouTube and everything, because I make videos and post where I explain all the stuff that we're talking about right now. So you'll be like, what is ASCAP? I explain what ASCAP, I explain BMI. I actually show you how to actually publish a song, how to put it in the program, what, you know, explain the connection of why you need Sound Exchange 2 and your barcodes and your UPCs, all the stuff you need, all these things need to be set up and why you got to register your songs. So you can get paid, because it's supposed to be like, man, 14, 15, 16, 17 ways or something like that of how we can get paid with these streamings and these plays and these performances. And if you don't register your information, you can't get paid. So there's no, I don't understand, I quit because I ain't, no, you didn't set it up. But I'm here to let y'all know I am here to help you guys with that. So just be on the lookout for these posts and my emails and whatever. You guys can contact me anytime. Leave a message like, hey, Patty, this is Jeff, and I had a question concerning whatever, and I will answer it for you. And I know people that I can send you to, you know, that can continue to help you if I can't. So, but there's no reason why we can't get this money in 2023.
Amen, amen. Oh, yeah, you spitting. You know, you always spitting, but you definitely spitting the knowledge tonight, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to throw some claps on that knowledge. Yeah, now let me ask you this, PJ. Now, what is the, if you don't mind sharing this information, I don't know if it's too, you know, but what do you make the most money off of? And I'm talking about just you. Like, is it off of streaming? Is it off of publishing? Is it off of doing shows? Is it off of merch? Is it off of doing collabs, making beats, songwriting? What's the thing that gets PJ paid the most out of all your ways to monetize with, you know, your music and your art?
Okay, so now I may have been doing this music stuff for a long time, but I'm just getting around to even learning everything that I'm telling you, because it was like I knew about stuff way back years ago, and then I would set it up, but I didn't know what I was setting up. So I've had ASCAP forever, but didn't know that I was supposed to do some of this stuff. So for years, and I'm just now getting to where I'm putting music out. So I'm still new, even in that area, even though I'm telling it to you, I know how to do it now. So the catch, and I got to say it the long way so it can all make sense when I say it, you guys. It's okay for me to tell you this, how you register it, this, that, whatever, because then you're definitely locking in for them to pay you. But the catch to it all, you can do all of that, your videos, your cover art, all of that. If you don't have a budget to promote this and market this, it does not mean anything, nothing. So I had music out that was sitting out there for a couple of years, and nothing was happening, and streaming hadn't gotten to where it was, where it is right now. And then when I signed over to Universal and SS Global, they started bringing it down to me and was like, look, you got hits. This is what you got to do, you know. And then, you know, you get on the Internet, and it's like 1,000 people trying to offer you the same services, and then you start getting caught up with the bots and this, that, and whatever. And there's repercussions to all of that. Well, I am with Universal, so every time I go through their services, it's legit. So I didn't have to worry about that. So, and I'm getting around to your question. So it came to where it had to be a consistency. And anybody who's out there that's new or just a business person in this, and you know when you got to wear all them hats, so now you over here in the corner pressing your shirts up, and now you over here getting these photos with your face on it, and now you over here in the recording studio, now you over, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a little bit of everything, because, you know, one minute I was selling shirts, and then I started focusing on CDs, and then, you know, and even right now, if I had to say any out of all of that right now, it would probably be, because I was consistently getting money, but it wasn't big money. But when you start getting your little statements, and it's saying that you were finally receiving some type of something from BMI and ASCAP, then you're doing something right. Now you have to manifest whatever it was that you were doing and do it 10 times, 20 times more. So right now, I would probably say streaming is my biggest income right now.
Okay.
Yeah, streaming is my biggest thing right now. The T-shirts and the calendars and all that, because let me even back it up a little bit more. So because I started, and I'm telling y'all, it's about consistency. Please hear it in my voice when I tell you. I'm talking about every day I have to be looking at my computer, talking about what did I do today. If it's just one thing, then you do that. So play your own song on your own phone, just sit it over in the corner and let it play. That's a legitimate play. I know people be talking about the subscriptions, excuse me, to Spotify and iTunes and all of that. When you play your song through those with the subscriptions, they pay you more. So turn that sucker when you go on tonight, and you got a song out right now, and you got a Apple account or whatever, pick three songs, and make a playlist, and put it on shuffle and repeat, and go to sleep, and let the sucker play all night. It counts. It's real. It's legit. So now, you know, I got this computer over there doing that. I got this one. I got my phone. I got my mama's tablet. Hey, mama, let me. Hey, boom. Let's go to sleep. Boom. Next thing you know, checks started coming in. Deposits started showing up in my thing. Okay, so now you, hey, Universal, what type of package you got if I want to get on the radio? Well, how much that cost? All right, then, cool. I'm going to see you next week when I get my check. Then you start doing that. Boom, and you just let it do what it do. It adds up. And you can get to the point where you bring in $500 a month just on your own promotion within yourself. Now add that up, and now you got all your friends doing the exact same thing. I support you, Patty. I'm going to play it on my song. Bet, that's all I'm asking. Play it. Boom. It adds up. It's about consistency and patience on all of that. So, and it goes back to having a budget. You got to have a budget on everything. Everything I just named. When I'm sitting over here trying to make these shirts, I got to go online, figure out the best place that's got the best T-shirts that they ain't going to shrink on me the first time the person wear it and put it in the truck, you know, washing machine, and the shirt lasts, that type of thing. Excuse me. And, you know, and because at first I was just doing white T-shirts, and they was like, Patty, can we get them in some different colors? See, now anybody know anything about T-shirts? That's a whole other price when you start getting into the darker colors and everything. but you got to sit down and set you up a budget plan. This is my conversation that I have with my team. These are the conversations I talk with people that really want to do this. Let's put your marketing plan together because you got to know. And then it's the sizes, and then you got to listen to your fan base. I like long sleeves. I like short sleeves. Do you got the crop shirts? Whatever it is, sweaters, whatever. You got to have a budget, and that's just the T-shirts. I ain't even talking about this whole photo shoot we got to do over here for every single we put out. I ain't even talked about the video guy I got to pay to do these 4-5 driving scenes or whatever else I'm trying to do, any type of special effects. Everything got to have a budget. But don't let that money, you know, scare you. If you really believe in yourself and you know you got a solid project that the people going to like, then do it. Just take your time with it. If all we're going to do for the next 3 months is just sell T-shirts, then you rock them suckers hard. Okay, like I gave them T-shirts, they're available. Now let me hit them now with, you know, something else, whatever it is, a new single or whatever it is. And you got to get on platforms like this and talk about yourself and your product. It's about your brand. You are a walking billboard. And so look the part every time you step out and you that persona. So when you see me, I'm PJ Dakota. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to know because I'm going to look the part. So so money can be made, and I'm at that point now, and it's like when you start getting to certain thresholds, like on YouTube, and it's these animated, not animated, but automated systems that you can set up that will promote and do your stuff for you. You have to learn that type of stuff, and it'll do it for you and build your thinking. So now I get these things from YouTube, and they're like, hey, you've met the threshold to get paid now because you got video content. And then so all that, and you guys be doing it anyway because y'all on TikTok, and you do the all that type of stuff. Just apply it. Same thing you be playing around with. You apply it to your career, and it will work, and you will make the money. So it's all about not just that patience, that budget, and monetizing. Get to that point where you can start monetizing, it'll happen. But it's about you having, you know, gaining that flow. And it may be slow, you know, building up your fan base. To let it be slow, because when it's slow, then you know what, that's the real one. You know what I'm saying? When it start getting too fast, you're like, wait a minute now. Who is Bling Blang Dang from China? Who is that? Start getting these crazy names. Then you go out to wonder if them some real people. But you know, and try to be, like my one friend, I love his campaign. Probably like once or twice out the week, he actually goes live and he talks to his fans, and he grows his fan base incredibly every week, and it's just awesome to see it. And the fans want that. They want to be able to touch you without touching you. So if I can reach out to PJ Dakota, hey, PJ, what's up? How you doing? What's your next song? Whatever, whatever. Do that type of stuff. So that's why I do the Say What show. That's why, you know, I go live and do all that. I want the fans to know what I'm doing. So it's all of that, man. It's all of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm loving that answer. I'm loving that answer. This is definitely a good one for the replay, you know, because you're kicking a lot of wisdom that these artists need to hear, mm-hmm. you know.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very inspiring. Yeah, you're inspiring me right now, you know. Yeah, you know. Now let me ask you. I'm gonna get to the Say What questions in a bit, but I want to ask about the streaming. Now I'm about to end up getting familiar with the streaming. Like the DistroKid. I know you were Universal, but you know, but for the other people, the DistroKids, the what's the other one?
DistroKid, baby, all that. Be careful,
CD
with
baby,
this.
Yeah. Be careful with this. I'm hearing that, and it's another.
And I say that to say, you know, people are, oh, she just being biased. No, I'm not being biased. DistroKid is hard to have like a one-on-one conversation with you. If you get one, you got lucky. And they don't. So when you put a song out, you gotta have. And I'm on these meds, y'all, so my memory's not all with me today. So terminology-wise, I'm all jacking everything up. You got to have your IRSC, I think it is. I always get that wrong, code. And you got to have your UPC code. And the one is for purchasing. like if somebody downloads and purchases your CD or whatever, like in the store or whatever, and then the other one is the one for streaming. And it doesn't give you one of those codes. It only gives you the one. So, and I think the one that they're not giving you is the streaming one. But either way, whichever one they're not giving you, so they only, and they go through the process like they're doing it, but they're not. So you're missing money with them, and they're supposed to be your main distributor, so that's not cool at all. So when you deal with them, you got to go ahead and purchase an additional price to cover that cost. Or whatever, whichever one they not give you. I can't remember what my agent told me, but she was like, no, they don't give you that code. And I'm like, oh, and I was dealing with somebody, and they were, they had a song, it's so dope, and it got picked up by, I think, like ESPN, because it was one of them type of songs. And he was like, man, I'm with DistroKid. And I was like, oh, no. He's like, yeah, I'm learning the hard way. He said, they not registering my, you know, my numbers. I said, because you never had that number with them. So it'd be stuff like that, you know. So I'm glad I have an example to give you guys to say that this is, I'm not just saying it. This happened to somebody, and then my agent tells me that as well. So there's, like, little stuff like that you got to look at. And it's what, and don't get twisted. Yeah, I'm with Universal and all that type of stuff, but we all, it's how it works. It's like a huge nucleus thing, and everybody draws from the same lake, you know, the same pool, because it's only one thing for, you know, we all going to the same thing as far as distributing. So everybody going to Spotify, everybody going to whatever. It's just these independent companies are doing it now along with the label. So it just depends on where you are and who is handling that for you. And that's the key there, is who's handling it for you and are they doing it correctly. So it works on both sides. The company got to be doing it right, and you got to be registered in order for all of that to work right.
Ah, definitely.
I know, it's a lot. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's what they need. That's what the people need. They need to hear all of that, you know?
Yep.
Now, let me ask you, go ahead.
I was saying that I'm working for 2023 to get on TED Talk to actually have this same conversation on a bigger platform. So I'm coming, y'all. I'm coming.
Yes. I mean, shoot. How about, you know, like, as we work together, I could try to help get you some speaking engagements to talk about things like this.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, people, exactly, and see, you have several plaques too.
Yes, right? I haven't ordered them yet, so two of them I'm still waiting on to come through, and they will be coming in at the early part of 2023, which is my Billboard plaque and my iTunes track. iTunes, we went number 6 with the Jess K song, and then we went number 22 on with Jess K as well. And we were part of a compilation project through Universal with that. Now, how that works, and I've shared this because I know a lot of artists don't know, those two go together. How you make it to the Billboard chart part of it kind of is based off of your sales from iTunes. So you want to push when you put a single out, push that sucker like crazy and get everybody to go to iTunes and get it on the charts, on their charts, and then that determines where you land on on the Billboard chart. So we were trying to get top 5, and we were just short of it. And so then I think we got top 5, it would have got us in the top 20 on the Billboard charts. But hey, as close as we got, I take it. So, and we just got the Spotify plaque for Just Gate as well, for reaching over 100,000 streams, and we'll be at 200,000 soon as well.
Nice. Yes. You see that, you know, that's, you know, she definitely knows what she's doing, you know. And
yep,
I'm proud to be a part of it.
Huh?
Yes, yes. Oh, I was going to just add on to it. I'm proud to be a part of the growth too.
Oh yes, definitely, definitely. I definitely love what you've done with me as an artist, with promoting me throughout the last 2 years now. So.
Oh yeah, we've been working since then. Yep. 2 years. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And for any artist that's listening, you want to work with me too, if you haven't already, email me at info@themediablast.net, and we'll talk about it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And some people are like, oh, man, well, how did you get it to 100,000? Well, one, it was my goal to get there. But two, you just want to be your song just to continue to grow, period. And, and it was slow going, but we kept going, and we would just pay. You know, my budget would be like $25, $50, maybe $100, and I would just buy a campaign. And they gave me so many streams per week or whatever, or for the month, and I just would gave when paycheck came, I'd add another. So I took my time, and it got there. And then when I looked into it, that's when they told you when you reach this threshold, the how you say that, I'm telling you, I'm saying everything wrong tonight. The RIAA thing, how you say that? The Recording Institute. It's the rating system. They when you reach, I'm saying it so wrong. They because that's when they certify you, and once you get to that threshold, because when I reached it on my end on Spotify, you had to turn the numbers in, and then they go and go check it and make sure it's legit. And then they hit you back up and be like, yep, you have made this mark, and you are now eligible for a plaque. And then I was like, oh, yeah, let me go get that.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Now, we're going to educate some more artists. Anybody that wants to ask questions to PJ directly, you're welcome to do so. Again, if you're streaming from an app, a third-party website, or a link, or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872. Again, that's 929-477-3872, and then press 1. It will bring you on. If you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1. It will bring you on. We're talking to PJ Dakota. He's spending a lot of wisdom. I think of it mostly because we know people streaming. I guess they want to just hear. They want to hear what you got to say, PJ. That's how you
that's
know.
That's fine. That's fine. But I will will let them know, too. You know, I've been on other shows when we've had these conversations, and people call me afterwards and be like, yo, I heard that interview. And he go, so how do you do that? How did you get that plaque? You said, when I got the plaque, you know, people be like, ah, oh, she's showboating. No, I'm not showboating. My whole goal is to show these young artists that we can reach. We see this stuff on TV from the big stars all the time, plaques and this, that, and the other. And I wanted them to know, y'all, we could do this too. As independent artists can reach some same goals. And then the guy called me, named Mike Ice, in his company, and he was like, yo, I got a couple of records that's actually at that mark. How do I do it? I said, well, this is what you got to do. And like just like a couple of weeks ago, they did a whole party, and their whole team got plaques now because they had reached that mark. But it was like he applied what I told him. I said, all you got to do is this, and he did it. And now his company and his artists got plaques now.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. I'm glad you're breaking that down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, the people definitely need to know that. And like I say, even somebody said showboating, you know, I mean, nothing wrong with letting people know, you know, your accomplishments, you know, and
right.
What you got going on.
Exactly.
What you doing. Yeah. You know, that's part of the promotion right there.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. You got to use that to get more people, to enroll more listeners.
Mm-hmm. You know? Fans, yep.
Because for the people that haven't heard your music, they can see, oh, man, she went in class, she on this show, she got a check mark, da-da-da. Shoot, I need to know who she is.
You know? Oh, I get that all the time, too. They be like, dude, why'd she get this check mark? So in way back in the beginning, y'all remember they used to always have it open for you to sign up, which they still do. I think it's still open now, but every now and then they'll close it off. Well, I was just doing like everybody else, you know. I was looking into it like, oh, I want a blue check mark, and the requirements is initially that you got to have an artist page or a business type of page. So I created the PJ Dakota page because I was an artist. And they don't really tell you what's their final decision and why they make this decision, but I just started being very active on my page. And then one day I just got the text, and they was like, hey, you know, you qualify for a blue check. And I was like, hey, fill out this sheet. And I filled it out, and the next, you know, like 30 minutes later, there was a blue check.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. See, you kicking wisdom. I'm glad that you shared this information to the artists, because they definitely need to know. You know, they need to, you know, go beyond, you know, just, you know, what they're doing now. They need to go beyond that.
Yes.
They need to, you know, yes.
Mm-hmm. So the goal is to have the blue check for the Instagram and all that soon, too. So it's coming.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Definitely. Definitely. Now it's now what's other than CD Baby and not that website. What's that other website? Not CD Baby, not Bandcamp. I think it is Bandcamp. Hold on, let me think. what's DistroKid's main competitor?
Oh man, there's a couple of them out. There's United Masters. Because for a long time it was CD Baby, but I think there is another one that you're referring to. Let's see. Distribution.
TuneCore.
Yeah, TuneCore. There you go.
That's the
oh, my God, yeah, that's
yeah.
A bad one. So be careful with that
yeah.
One.
Yeah. Got to be careful. Okay, because I
yep,
was going to ask
careful
you.
Oh, yeah, them, man, I think it was either TuneCore or CD Baby. I think it was TuneCore he was on. But it was either that or CD Baby. Either way, my friends had his music up. He wasn't happy with him because he wasn't getting his money. So, you know, them sites, I would say, well, you could take your stuff down, whatever you want to. So he went and deleted the account, and they turned it back on and kept receiving the money and wouldn't give him his money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you said TuneCore did that.
Yeah, I think it was TuneCore he was with.
Oh, wow. Because I hear all kind of stories because, you know, I'm actually considering, well, not even a considering. It's something I'm going to do, but I've been taking so long to do it because I'm going to announce this on the thing. I'm actually starting my own label-ish a label, but not really. And I was going to go through one of the distributors to do it.
Uh-huh.
And basically with my label is it's not going to be the conventional label where I'm
mm-hmm.
signing acts and they just like stuck to me, but I was going to do deals with artists, you know, like,
okay.
You know, they do one or two projects under me and we, you know, we do kind of like our own kind of a special kind of deal for
okay.
You know, certain kind of projects. But that's what I was going to do. Shout out to JT, who's actually calling in. I'm going to bring him on to ask you the rest of the questions. But JT, we're going to put out we're going to put out a project together, 200 Poet JT.
Oh, nice.
On my distribution. Yes, yes, yes. But yeah, I'm trying to be careful because I don't want to end up doing what everybody else is doing, you know, and get caught up with the money. Exactly.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
I think even with any of those, still, if you still decide to go with them, just please make sure you get your ASCAP or your BMI you're going to go through and your publishing part of it together and all that so that whatever those companies going to do, they can't deny you your money, period, because those companies will come at them for your money. They have to report the stuff, so.
Yes, yes. Oh yeah, definitely. I got a few more questions too because this is shoot. I'm in class too, you know. Cause when I start up,
well, you know, you call me anytime. I'll help you through the whole process.
Oh yes, thank you. But you know, I also want the people on the air to hear it too. You know.
Oh yeah,
but
no,
I am gonna. Oh yes, but I'm definitely gonna reach out to you, PJ, because even when I started up, when I signed some of the acts, I want to, you know, get some tracks from you, you know.
Oh yeah, no problem. I got you.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like we've been doing business. I do business with you too. We got to keep, you know, we do business back and forth.
Definitely got to support. It's about supporting. I'm telling you, I can't stress that enough to these people. You guys, we have to support each other.
Oh yes, we got to keep that money circulating within us.
Yep.
Oh yes. Let me go ahead and bring on JT. I'm gonna hold my questions because I know he has some.
Okay.
So y'all get ready, JT.
Going on, Jay. PJ.
What's up, Jay?
Just doing a show.
Doing well. I got a couple of questions for you. First off, I want to know the wisdom and what you gained from being in the business so far. What's been your biggest lesson and takeaway that you can pass on to the audience listening tonight?
What's been my biggest lesson?
Yes.
Oh, man. It would have to be consistent. Being consistent, and also, this last year has probably been for me a very productive year because I had to learn how to let people go. And in the past, I've told people about like know who your circle is, and I had a tendency to want to grab everybody. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, you so talented. Oh, I got to work with you too, right? But what I was seeing, they weren't seeing within themselves, and then I just found myself wasting money and time. So I am, this year, 2022, I have cut people, that I never thought I would ever cut, and I had to let them go and let them go do them. And it wasn't that I didn't plant seeds in them and say, hey, I mean, I was giving information like, this is what you got to do, boom, 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 like, if they look back on their career and they be like, dude, she was messing with me, and, you know, I got this cuss of her. But it's about you taking what I said and keep it going because you gave me the illusion that you know everything and you don't need me, so bet, I'm going to let you go. So if anything, know your circle and create the right people around you. And over these last couple of months, I have connected with major people in the industry on so many other levels, and it's going to show, you guys are going to see it in 2023, the stuff that we got coming. Some of it I can't even talk about yet, but it's major stuff. And they believe in me enough to say, Patty, we got you. Tell us what your vision is, and we're going to help you put it in motion. And so that's probably like that there is probably one of the biggest things that I've learned is being able to let people go and put the right people in your circle. And the smaller your circle is, the better, I promise you. And because like my circle was everybody, they're in the industry. I had to get rid of the homies and the best friends and this, that, and whatever because they were just hanging on because you was hanging on type of thing. And it was like whoever comes to the table, you got to bring value. So that's what, you know, and then what I've learned over the years, that's what I want to give back. You're like, dude, I want to show you all my success. Show you my talent. Let's have fun with it, but let me show you how I got there. And so hopefully the listeners and the other artists are paying attention and can take what I'm telling them and apply it to themselves and be just as successful.
So in all the things that you just said, you answered my second question, and it leads me to my third. Being
okay.
Consistent and discovering your growth as an artist. From when you first started, your growth and what you've been putting out there, what have you learned about where you at now?
You know what? Everything I just said added to that growth because it's about knowing, for me, my long-term goal, even though, you know, I'm doing the whole artist thing, I've always been actually behind the scene person. I do the production. But I really want to be a top-notch engineer. So I've had people in my career and time frame who's been, like, major people and be like, Patty, you can come to my studio anytime and just sit here and I will show you everything and just that and whatever. And my goal was to eventually go to school for it as well because there's still some technical things that you can't always get. You can get some hands-on, but you still need the books part of it as well. And the growth for me is like we were talking about me being able to write a song, like boom, I got that part down. But it's about picking the right songs with the right words and executing them. I'm going over my album now, and it's songs that I like, but because I'm listening back to the mixed mastered version of it, I'm going like, what the hell was we listening? What was we smoking on that day? And I can't believe that, you know, I was about to put this song out, and it just sucks. So I got to go back. So I think that's probably one of the things I've learned is I found my voice. I know how I want to deliver. I know how I want people to be impacted by my music. And now I know when it's there. Like, we ain't got to touch that no more. That's butter. Let it go. So it's like all that. But the growth in what I say and how I deliver everything, you guys will hear it in these albums and these projects that I'm about to bring. So it's about knowing the studios that you want, understanding the mics, understanding when somebody trying to do you over because they just want your money for them 3 hours you're in the studio and they're not giving you a real good mix, that type of stuff. That's what I've learned over the years. And it's at the point where, you know what, if I know how to do it myself, I ain't going to have to depend on them people no more. But I ain't got all that time, so I got to be knowledgeable enough to know that when I walk into this studio, you are truly an engineer or you just one of them on-the-hour engineers and you know how to push record and shut the computer on and shut it off. These are the type of things that I've learned and grown with.
No doubt. And with us tonight being on the digital meet and greet, I got to throw these two things out there. First and foremost, Big Woo Radio will bring all their shows back for their season premiere in January, and I definitely want to get you on one of our shows on Big Woo Radio in January. Second of all, you mentioned something about an album, and I know for a fact that Poet JT is always up to do any kind of feature and any kind of whatever he can add to the table, so I'm putting that out there as well.
No doubt, I got
you. Know, because I think it would be dope, you know what I'm saying, to do something with you. And I'm putting it out there, so you up and you down, I'm down.
Oh, yes. I got several compilations coming out and everything, so I definitely have you jump on something with us for sure. And you know, whatever show you got, I'm down to be on it as well. Thank you for the opportunity.
And also, I'd like to get on your show. I know you got a pretty dope show. I hadn't had an opportunity to be on, so definitely if you got an open date coming up, I'd love to jump on and talk
about
it.
No doubt. I'll hit you in your inbox tonight and give you some dates, and you just pick a date, and it's on the poppin'.
Works for me. My last question before I kick it back to my tag team partner, who is on your playlist? Who you kicking? Who you listening to these days?
Oh, man. Actually, during this time, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't listen to the music. I used to always listen to the music, but I don't listen to music no more too much. I'm not really happy with where music is right now. So I don't listen too much to it. But if I had to jump in the car and listen to somebody, it's going to be Chris Brown, for sure, Fantasia. Let me see, who else it might be? Or maybe a couple of independent artists. But right now, it's Christmas music. That's all that's in my car right now. When Christmas time comes, that's all I listen to. So right now, it's Christmas music.
That's what's up. So I'm going to kick it back to my guy.
Okay, for sure.
Oh yes, oh yes. Definitely. Thank you for those questions, JT. We'll take some calls. I got some more questions too, because PJ Dakota is spitting some wisdom. PJ, we got to put together like a artist conference or something like that, and do it on a Zoom or a StreamYard, and just educate people. You know.
Okay, no problem. I'm down with it.
Oh yeah, you know, and I got to get you on the, you know, try. Shoot, I would like to be the one to bridge the gap to get you on that TED Talk.
Okay, let's make it happen.
Yeah, yes, let's do what we got to do. All right, well, let's go ahead and take some calls again. If you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press one, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from an app, a third party website, a link, or any of these other ways you can listen to the show, because hey, I'm always, I Google it, and I go, oh, dang, I didn't know we was on this or that. Some people hit me up, Jay, man, yeah, the internet is something. You know, people hit me up, Jay, man, I be listening to you on the Wiki Dicky app, and what the fuck
right,
is
right,
he?
Right.
And they actually pull, yeah, they pull it up and they stream it. I'm like, oh wow. So yeah, so if you're on one of those apps and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. All right, let's bring on the next. Well, yeah, the caller's coming in late tonight. Let's take this caller. Caller in the 518-409. You're on the air. Who is this?
What's going on? What's going on? It's Christopher Lee Cheney, founder and creator of Worldwide Collaboration, the world movement beyond thousands of movements and talents put together, all about representing each other together as a family.
Nice. Hello.
Chris Cheney, thank you for calling in. Now, Chris Cheney, you've had, I see you do a lot of stuff. You had Bizarre on your platform recently.
Oh, yes, yes, definitely.
Bizarre of D12. You know, PJ Dakota is working with Bizarre of D12, too. They're putting out a project together.
That's what's up. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about networking and supporting with everybody. That's what it's all about, unity.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, yes. Now, how can we go ahead, Cheney. I didn't mean to talk over you. Keep going.
Oh, no, you're good. I was saying that's the most important thing is connecting with everybody and everybody supporting each other.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes, I appreciate that support. Now, Chris, how can we get PJ Dakota featured on your platforms? Because I know you've had some heavy hitters. PJ Dakota's a heavy hitter too. She's a plaque. Actually, let me let her tell you. PJ, you platinum or what? Or gold or?
It's gold.
Definitely, she has gold plaques for her music. You know, and like I said, she's knocking down walls for indie artists, you know, all over.
Awesome.
Exactly. And I know you recently had Sierra on your platform. I've seen that. Shout out to Sierra. You know, I know you
Thank
had
you,
Redman. Definitely. And Capadonna is a brand ambassador, right? Capadonna from the Wu-Tang is. Dang, we got to connect.
He's ambassador and spokesman.
That's what's up.
Anyone can be a part of the family no matter what, because even if you have your own record labels, companies, we're all about coming together, supporting each other, and helping each other. But the most important thing is, and remember this, without you and every other movement, record label, that there is, that's a part of the family, then there is no worldwide collaboration. Every movement, record label, artist, talent out there that's a part of this family, that's what makes worldwide collaboration.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Major
oh, yeah.
Shout out to the entire family out there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. How can we get PJ Dakota on the platform where you have Sierra and all them on there?
Awesome. Most definitely. Yeah, let's get it linked up because it's all about unity, so I want to help everyone. We all help each other.
Okay,
so
just connect.
Up on Facebook. I'm Christopher Lee Cheney on Facebook, and all you'll see is Worldwide Collaborations LLC on there, and you'll know that's me.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep, most definitely. Thank you so much, family. I truly appreciate you having me on your platform as well. I truly appreciate everyone here and everyone tuned in. Much love to everybody out there. Let's all change the world together, make the world a better place together as a family. Much love. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you for that plug, Chris Cheney. I'm going to throw some claps for you, and I'm going to be getting at you. Because we need to get PJ on there. We need to get PJ on there on the platform.
Okay, definitely. Let's do it. just hit me
all
up.
Right.
We can create a chat or whatever you got to do. Let's get it connected. Let's get it going.
Yes, I sure will. I sure will.
All right, brother. Thank you so much for having me on here. Major shout-outs to all of you. I'm so proud of every single one of you. Keep doing your thing. Never give up. Always stay focused and motivated. Much love. Salute.
Salute. I'm going to throw some claps on it. Thank you, Christopher Cheney. Yes, yes. So, yeah, we have nice platform. We got Wu-Tang members and Red Man and all that jumping on this other stuff. All right, so let's go ahead and take some more calls. Whoever that was in that area code with the 9 in it, whatever that was, it dipped out. If you're still streaming, just, you know, call back. Like I said, even if you listen to somebody and you might go, ah, this person taking too long. You know what? Wait your turn. You know what I'm saying? If you get out of the queue, you got to wait. So, again, that number is 929-477-3872. And then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to PJ Dakota. PJ Dakota is spitting all kind of wisdom tonight. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're building with PJ Dakota. PJ Dakota, she's great. She's been spitting a lot of wisdom tonight. She's been a lot of information, stuff that I'm taking heed to because, you know, I've been kind of taking my time with the label situation that I want to create because I don't want to just do it to do it. You feel what I'm saying?
But you could also register this your podcast and make your money. Yeah.
Okay, now I do have that with Spreaker, Spreaker.com. I haven't RSS feed this network on the Spreaker, but I have different shows on Spreaker. The Media Blast Spreaker account, that's the one that has Yesterday Night Taped. If anybody that's listening is familiar with the comedy show that I produce, Yesterday Night Taped, that's on there. And a few other things I did is on there, too. I know Renee Batson had a show that I collaborated with her on, and that's up. I think that's still up there. But yeah, okay, yeah, I could do that with the podcast. See you kicking that wisdom.
Yep, that's that publishing part of it. So if you would ASCAP or BMI, whichever one, you register. It's a whole process, a whole different form they give you for broadcasting, and they'll start monitoring it for you and. You know, after you know how it go, after so many whatever, your checks will start coming. So, it's a process.
Okay. Yes. I'm gonna learn all that. You know, but I definitely. Oh yes. But I definitely want to do the label thing too, to give that a shot because I have a lot of ideas and things I want to, you know, but yeah. Yeah, well, I'm gonna actually pass the mic to JT. If you before I pass the mic back to JT, I want to just personally ask you, between TuneCore and DistroKid, which do you think is better? Just between those two,
I'd probably go with DistroKid.
Okay. Why is that?
Kind of back to what I was telling you on the whole, TuneCore wasn't paying the artists.
You did say that.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I know, I got to look into it because it's been a while, though, on the TuneCores. I think it's either TuneCore. I think it's TuneCore. I got to look into it. One of them got a deal. All of them are all trying to get deals with the labels. So TuneCore might have a situation with one of the labels, so. And we got to look into it because maybe that might be the route. You know, when they start getting them deals, they try to act right then, so.
Okay. Because there's an artist that I work with, too. He vouches for TuneCore over Spotify. He actually uses both. I mean, it's not Spotify. TuneCore with DistroKid. And he says he uses them both. He puts his singles out on DistroKid.
On the one.
He puts it out. Yeah. And he puts his albums out on TuneCore. Or vice versa. Well, I think
it could be a pricing thing. That it's cheaper to do it though. I get what he's doing. But that goes back to what I was telling you. It all still comes from the same pool. Because when you get distributed, distributing you out to like 200, 300, 400 different platforms, and we can't get to all of that mess. That's why you only really just focus on, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and maybe Deezer. You know, you go with the ones everybody go with. Because when you look at the list, it'll be like, Amazon and the bigger ones and iTunes, they start breaking off where it'd be like iTunes China, iTunes Tokyo, iTunes Brazil, blah, 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 blah. But we don't know nobody there that we can be like, yo, Tommy, go on over there and listen to my music. You know what I'm saying? And we can't afford to hit 200 different platforms. But they'll put you out there, and then you can look it up, and you'll be like, dang, ain't nobody listening to it. Because don't nobody know you over there. So it sounds good. It's a good marketing thing to get people to, ooh, I need to sign up with this company because they can get me out to 400 platforms. But, dude, who really marketing over there? No, nobody. So that's why I say you pick the top three that the rest of the world uses. Everybody uses iTunes. Everybody uses Spotify. Everybody uses Amazon, you know, that type of stuff. And you can still make your money that way.
Oh yeah. Dang, PJ Dakota. You're really kicking a lot of wisdom. This stuff is the stuff that needs to be drilled into the artist's heads, you know, so they can make sound decisions. You know.
Yeah. What helped me? Excuse me.
Oh yeah.
A couple years ago,
PJ,
I put a song out. Huh?
Oh, go ahead. I said
a couple of years I put a single out. I got approached by Protect Your Neck. So if anybody knows who Protect Your Neck Records is, that's, you know, Wu-Tang. And they have the people that's over that and whatever, and he picked a song that he liked or whatever. And it was another company too, but that's why I said you have to go through a whole bunch of stuff to understand what the process is. So I'd gone to two different companies, and they had presented me with the lineup, like, all right, then we can get you on this radio station, we can get you these interviews, and these are the prices for it. But then neither side of them did it. Like, they presented to me like eye candy, like, on this side of the glass, this is what you can have, but I ain't going to really give it to you. So those were those lessons that I learned in the process. So that's why I can say, yes, there are ways for you to get your songs on radio and interviews and this, that, and the other, on a smaller scale, but the people that you're dealing with to do that, man, they will play you to the left so quick. So it's all about getting with the right people. But Protect Your Neck was one of the first companies, and he broke all that down to me in a conversation. He was like, the original company that started this is called this, and they in Denmark, and everybody that he broke it all down, and I was like, what? He was like, yeah, he said, it all comes from the same little thing or whatever. And I was like, wow. So when you come over to a major company like Universal, and they giving you the same platform, but I got an agent who I can call anytime and be like, can you explain this to me? And she'd be like, yep, boo, 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 boo. Here you go. This is what you got to do. And then, okay, well, I'm going to try it. And then I saw it happen. You know, I made my payment. Can I get on this radio station? Yes, boom. And then you wait. Now, the catch to that, too, even though I may have paid for them to send it to this radio station, the radio station still got to agree to pay it. They might not like it, or they just can put it on it. Don't nobody call in. They're moving on to the next thing. So you got to be careful with your money, even though you be like, ooh, I'm about to be on some, 95 point whatever. But it's got to be a radio station that plays your style of music, or your song got to be the music that they play. So it's little stuff like that you just have to be very aware of when it comes to having a budget and marketing yourself, because that market, you got to market to the right market. Know your market. Know who your audience is. Know where you need to be. I had a conversation, and I hope I ain't jumping all over the place to where y'all can't follow me, but it'd be so much information that go on once you really, really get into the meat and potatoes of this industry, you'll start hearing these same stories and hearing or seeing these things happen. And one of the industry people, she was like, how you want, when you start marketing yourself, you want to be able to market yourself in the South. You say, if you can get the South, you can get everybody else. So that's another thing, you know, being able to go to Atlanta, go to Florida, you know, meet with the program directors of these radio stations and things like that. And it's like a certain script that you got to say and do when you send your material to these radio stations. It's like people could tell you, like, oh, I sent my song to this whole list, because there's these lists out there, y'all, that these people are selling people, and they'd be like, it's got 100, 200 A&R names on it. Man, do y'all know A&Rs don't really exist no more? So now you got a list of old A&R people that ain't even in them jobs no more, and you'd be like, oh, I stayed up all night, and I sent the email out or whatever. Yeah, because they didn't go nowhere, because they ain't there no more. So it's little stuff like that they won't tell you because it's about the money. How can I make money? Let me resell this list to everybody for $49.99, $29.99. And they're not going to tell you that. That's an old list, and, yeah, them people probably ain't there no more. You're going to learn, you're going to find out the long way. You know what I'm saying? So it's stuff like this that goes on. And even the because another one that you could use, and it sounds crazy, but even Reverb Nation. Reverb Nation and, SoundCloud? See, they started getting into the distribution portion of it, too. And I think both of them, for a fact, got deals with the industry, with a major label, and helping them push records. So if you want to go that route, too, you could look into them as well. And those statistics that they give you when you promote your music through those, look at those numbers. Those statistics tell you where your music is hot. So you be like, you got your song that you push it, and it got you over there on the West Coast. Then you need to start looking at some radio stations over on the West Coast and be like, hey, this is what it's telling me, da-da-da-da. That's what you might want to focus your money on. So certain things don't have to be hard for you guys to figure out, where do I start? Because now you're looking at the map of the United States, and you're going, where do I start to put my music in? Because I will tell you this, the hardest place that you're going to ever find to push your music is where you are right now, in your own city, in your own backyard. That's going to be the last place that's going to give you that love and support that you need. Don't worry about it. They're going to come around when they finally see you on the West Coast, when they finally hear your music being played in the club down south, you know, or whatever, and then they're just going to come on board. So it's about, I go back to that word that I said earlier, patience. And consistency.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. True indeed. True indeed. You know, speaking of that, I was just going to give you more examples of what you already said, you know, because, yeah, what you're saying is fact. With the artists I've worked with just doing the PR stuff, they've had similar, you know, said similar things, you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Especially with the not getting love in their own hometown, but then when they go out and get love, you know, it's
get crazy love.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's like they want to jump on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Like
and
your hometown.
You guys are working
hometown.
On your thing. And if you follow me, once again, it's PJ Dakota. Put that in anywhere you can find me. You go, I always hear me talking about the quarters, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. We're in the fourth quarter now. And around this time, the labels start looking for artists that they want to sign. And I think right now they might be closed down now because of the holidays. Know your quarters, and you're quoting us every 3 months. So that's how you make your plan your calendar on that. What we're going to do in January, from January, February, March, what are we going to get accomplished? And same thing for the second year. You can be able to see your whole setup for that single, for that project, for that video, whatever it is, you'll be able to see it in a 12-month period. So that you already know we got to have 5,000 in that first quarter, and we only need 3,000 in the second quarter. When I say y'all, you guys can literally lay out your whole layout in front of you, and you don't have to go into this all cuckoo crazy like, I don't know what I'm doing. It's so much. It's too much. You guys got to sit down and plan that out. And that's part of that development. That's the, you know, that's a part of that making up your schedule and putting it in and having you a team to sit down and be like, y'all, this is what we going to do. What y'all think? Who we got to handle that? Boom, boom, boom. So this doesn't have to be hard, you know, but it's work. It's still work, but, you know, at the same time, you got to try to have fun with it.
Oh, yes. Exactly. Yeah. All right, well, I know JT has maybe a few more questions before we wrap it up, but I want to make sure I got all the callers too. So if you're listening from an app, a third-party website, link, anything like that, you want to introduce yourself to PJ Dakota, you want to chop it up with it. And I also want to let y'all know we don't do this show to hear ourselves talk. This is an interactive show. I know a lot of y'all are streaming. I know a lot of y'all laid back screaming, listening, da-da-da. I know y'all inbox. Oh, Jay, it was a great show. I checked it out. That's cool. But call into the show and talk to the PJ Dakota. Even if you want to call in and say, hey, you know what? I didn't know that. Now I know that. Thank you. That's all you got to do. So definitely call in. This is an interactive show. Yes. Call in, 929-477-38. Oh, about to say the number wrong. Make sure I got it with me. 929-477-3872. And then press 1. 929-477-3872. And then press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1 because you already dialed the number. All right, let's go ahead and take to your next wave of callers. Caller in the 540-498. You're on the air. Who is this?
It's Nick as always.
Who we got?
Yeah, okay. Nick as always.
What's going on, Nick?
Hello. Oh, Nick as always. Okay. Yeah, let me throw some claps on it for you. Yeah, okay. You said that too quick.
I've been listening to the show. I've been timing. I felt like you were kind of talking to me. I was like, damn, I got to call in now. To chime in and say something. So let me ask you a question for PJ. You know, we've been doing what we were talking about with the distro kit. I came in right at that point when y'all were talking about that. But also, do you feel like it's easier to try to promote things to one platform so you get your numbers up that high instead of trying to promote to every platform? That's what I try to tell people, and they cannot believe that.
Yes, no. I try to go with the one platform and go with the one, like I was saying, the one that's the most popular. You know what I'm saying? Like we were talking about. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said the one that's paying you.
Oh, yeah, definitely the one that plays. But I'm saying, like, there's sheets that will show you which ones play the most. You know what I'm saying? Some of these platforms play more than the others. So you'd be like, okay, well, if that's the one, then maybe that's the one I need to be put my money to, because to you, your platform, you're talking about DistroKid, but that's just your distributing hub. In that is going to be all the ones we're talking about, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. So which one are you going to gravitate more to have your people go to and purchase your music? That's the question.
Right. Well, we only promote on YouTube. So we push all our people to YouTube. Now we're pulling like, We got the partnership with them because we only go there, and now
our
records are
exclusive. Yeah, and I've seen that YouTube. Yeah. YouTube is definitely one that's got something with the industry, so yeah.
Yeah, it's free, and they pay you. You don't have to pay to watch our stuff. The YouTube pays us because you watch our stuff and they put ads on it. So I was like, yeah, it's like, I feel like what I heard what you were saying, I'm like, that's, it's very smart, but also, like, yeah, those distro companies are splitting your numbers is what I've been telling people for a long time. Like,
but YouTube, it's a little different, though, because now you're only getting, unless you just got a big flow of people that's always going to YouTube. And if your marketing strategy is just that awesome that you got that much to where you can continuously get paid. But YouTube should be one of them, but I don't know if it should be your main one or your only one, because I think they're like one of the smaller amounts.
You know, if you have an Apple phone or you have a Galaxy phone, both of them come with a YouTube app, which is free. Nobody has to pay any money to watch you. Spotify and some of the other websites, you have to pay to actually get a subscription to that.
No, okay, so so you missed my part on this. So let me follow you what you're saying. Yes, they come with YouTube on it. So I go on YouTube, and when I watch you, that's free. So that's half a penny.
Oh, that's
half a penny. But if I have if I'm the consumer and I have the subscription version, and most of the time people will get the subscription version because they don't want them commercials and all this, and they might be doing more with the YouTube to justify why they should have the subscription version. But if I watch that same video now on the version that has the subscription, now you get that whole penny and a little bit more. You benefit from me having the subscription. Do you understand what I'm saying?
What?
I know, but you were like saying, y'all, it's free. Right, but you're hurting yourself. It is free. Come see me if it's free. But, hey, y'all, the ones that got your subscription, yeah, watch me too, because it's also allowing me to get more money.
Right. Is that not the point?
Say it one more time.
Is that not the point?
Yeah, but the way you was presenting it was like, y'all, it's free. You ain't got to pay this platform or whatever. I wasn't referring necessarily to the consumer. I was referring to you. Well, for me, it was me because I was the consumer too. So I'm playing my own music. So I'm going to get this description, and I'm going to play my own music so I can get that whole penny and not that half penny while I'm waiting for all these free pennies to come in. You know what I'm saying?
So you think it's faster to go with one of the DistroKid servers, something like that? You think that's better?
Because if you're just on YouTube, you're just on YouTube. That's not Spotify.
Right.
That's just one of those. You're not getting
right.
the 400.
So
you're not getting the other 400 places where your music could be. You're only getting it on YouTube.
Right. So
and
that's a
totally different format.
But that's what my point was. But DistroKid is probably the best place to go. I think that's what you were saying earlier about like
yes,
the other platforms.
Yes, he was asking you to pick between the two. I told him yes, go to DistroKid. Yes.
Right, it's probably the best one. That was the whole point of what I was trying to ask you.
Okay.
Yeah. Great talk. I just jumped out here to see where everybody was at.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't mean to make anybody upset.
Oh, no. I'm not upset. I was trying to get it clear because I didn't want the people to not understand what I mean when I say the benefits of.
I thought I asked an intellectual question. Yeah, I tried to come with, like, something that was, like, business-wise. Like, I don't know. I didn't have a great one. My bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, Nick, as always, definitely thank you for your call, as always.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. Anything you want to plug or anything before we go to the next caller?
I mean, obviously, you always got to check out Dope Dreams Productions. Daisy Lickens got the new, we got a new single coming out, obviously, with her. Y'all know her and all that stuff, so watch that. Busy Singles up at like 175,000 in a month. So we're jumping over there. Watch that new. Actually, probably don't check that out. That's a little bit inappropriate, but it's selling a lot of records, but very inappropriate song. So
you guys have 1,000 subscribers?
How many subscribers?
Yeah, you have 1,000?
We got a partnership with the YouTube, but our single, we have a single called Order Up. It's got 175,000 views in the last month. So it's not like up there, but it's, you know, it's doing pretty well. We're trying to get a million, so.
No, no, and I'm cool with that. But their requirement, in order for you to start getting checks from it, even with their partnership, you still got to have 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah. You got to have enough subscribers and enough. Yeah, we got, that's like over, I don't know how many it is, but.
Okay.
They send you, they'll send you the thing, you sign the paper, and then they send you.
Because they should be hitting you up for a plaque now if you got that many views. Well, no, I think you got to have the subscribers, 100,000 subscribers to get that plaque.
I feel like we're on the radio right now, and this is like a conversation we should be having on the phone. We went a little bit left field here, so I'm going to let you guys go back to the radio, but we should definitely have a conversation on the phone at some point. JT and Cole definitely are definitely fam with me, so they know. We can get in touch and talk about this, not on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, that probably is better. Yeah. For business, like meeting, like, yeah, 100%. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's all good, Nick.
No, you could, man.
Oh, yeah. It's all good. Yeah. Definitely thank you for the call, Nick. You know, we'll definitely connect you with PJ, and, you know, y'all chop it up more.
Yep. Not on the radio. Sorry about that. That's my bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. JT still hits you. Oh, man, that's not good. Oh, man. Oh, everyone's here. All right, well, I'll let you know back to your radio show.
All
Nick,
right,
as always, you that dude.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Oh, yes, indeed. All right, let's go on to the, take some more calls. What we got here? Computer was slopped up. Okay, there we go.
Oh, y'all, I didn't want to run homeboy off the phone at all. I think, and if y'all get anything out of that, y'all just know that I got why he got off. Because there were some serious questions there. So I went into my mode because I'm like, oh, okay, so you got this. So now I wasn't even in the PJ mode. I was in business mode. So I get it. But that was the type of conversation that you got to have. And that's the information y'all got to know if this is what you guys are going to do. So it was still a good question.
Oh, yes, it certainly was. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to ask the tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go on ahead and go on to the next caller. Also, let me shout the number back out. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, just give us a call at 929-477-3872 and then press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, just press 1. We'll bring you on. We're talking to PJ Dakota. He's asking some great, we're connected, yeah. Let's go ahead and take this caller. Caller in the 734-819, you're on the air. Who is this?
What up, everybody? It's Rome.
What up, Rome?
Rome Lucio.
What's good?
Oh, man.
Yes, we talked about you a couple of times earlier in the show. Let me go ahead and throw some cheering on.
Hey. Sorry I was late to the show. I just jumped on. I listened to the last two callers, but now I'm free. So I just want to jump on. Honestly, I just want to say I'm happy to see everybody doing their thing. And PJ, I have a question for you I've never asked you.
Okay.
So my question is this. When did you know you first wanted to do music as a full-time career? And bonus piece to it, like as far as like how old were you? And then bonus piece to it, who was your very first inspiration? I mean, as a kid, first inspiration.
Okay, so I started singing at the age of 3. I knew then that this is what I wanted to do. Now, as crazy as it sounds, you know, like, well, you know at 3. So you just keep, you know, singing and whatever, whatever. At that point, mm-hmm. you don't know who artists are, but to you, they're gods because you're like, wow, how do they sing like that? How do they, man, how do they sound like that? Oh, I love it, whatever. There's a guy, and he's an older guy, so he was before my time, but he was doing my time because that was the music that my mom and them was playing, and he goes by the name of Johnny Mathis. Johnny Mathis will be at the Soaring Eagle this Sunday, I believe, with his Christmas album. But anyway.
I heard of Johnny.
Yeah. So, and he was older. You know, he was older. I'm only 3. I knew his whole album from front to back. I could sing it at 3 years old. That was the influence of real soul, good singing. How you understand this, Patty, at 3 years old? You couldn't tell me I wasn't a superstar when I sang that album. So to have that, what's the word I'm looking for? To have that touch or that what music gives you when it reaches your soul, I had that at 3. And then it was just growing up and moving on, and then you hear Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson and all this Motown this and all this, and you go, that's what I have to do. There's no doubt about that I'm supposed to be a singer. So, you know, you just go through the process and try to figure out how to get to that.
Yes. That's beautiful, TJ. Something I didn't know about you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you having a good time tonight?
Yes. I'm having a great time. I always have a great time with John and coming on his shows or whatever. I love listening to him and the other shows, and I like when he has me on. I've been asking some great conversations, you know, some good questions or whatever. And, you know, the opportunity, I'm so glad that there's so many of these platforms like this that allow us to be heard and to be able to speak and say the things that we are. I think they're needed, and I welcome it, and I'm glad that I can be part of it.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad that you are. Yeah, Ron. Now, Ron, I mentioned what we talked about in the group chat, too, with you and your manager.
Oh, okay.
We'll bring that up on the air?
Yes. Go ahead.
No, you. I want to know if you did. You want to talk about it. Well,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, me and TJ definitely, before we've never performed together, but we have song together. We're working on another song. We are definitely going to be able to perform together eventually, regardless of anything. But the fact that you put that in the group chat, which is what we talked about earlier, it would be sweet. It would be really dope for us to be able to get together like that, especially, Jonathan, if you could come through. And really, if whoever could come through from your team and your from your section would be incredible. And if we could put this together, that'd be really something special. Beyond the fact that it would be special by itself, me and PJ, we're really good friends on the outside of this. And I really can't, no pun intended, because our song's called Can't Wait, but I really can't wait to perform with you, PJ.
Same here, man. I look forward to it.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan of Rome, and the fact that you go from being a fan to being a friend, that's like real important to me, and we are truly really good friends, and I just totally support this guy. He's so talented. I'm just excited for his projects that are coming up. So you guys are going to get some great music either way.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, PJ, and the same goes to you, because before I even knew who you were, I had heard of you from this show, or, you know, these shows and the whole network that you got, Jonathan. I had knew about PJ, and it's incredible. I always tell everybody when she comes through or wherever we end up, I'm like, PJ is one of the bigger artists in Michigan, really out here popping, doing her thing, and you know, that people need to know.
Oh,
and it's just, I really do, and I that's wholehearted, but it's also just facts, you know. And in a big way, PJ, I really do look up to you. I love you. You mean a lot to me. So I'm going to let you guys go. I want you guys to have a great show. You have been, you've been having a great show. I'm going to jump off. I'm still listening, though, so I'm here.
All right. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah. Definitely. Thank you, Ron Lucio. Thank you, class. Yes. I love to hear these on-air testimonials, you know, and everybody, you know, how they met and, how, you know, how that all came about. Yes, and definitely I would love to see a Rome Lucio, PJ Dakota event. That would be great, you know.
We got a video coming,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to the video, too. Oh, yeah. Now, well, let's go ahead and take some more calls, too, before we hang it up. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from an app, third-party website, link, anything like that, and you don't have the number, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. All right, we got a lot of people streaming. They're listening, though. They're listening. They're enjoying the good information and everything that you're spitting. You know, PJ.
Great.
Oh, yeah. JT.
What's up, Jay?
Yes, JT. I know you, some other things you wanted to ask PJ.
Yeah, just thinking about all the wisdom that she dropped tonight and just thinking about 2023. I know you say you got some big projects that you can't release or talk about, but what are your expectations for 2023? What have you challenged yourself to do and achieve in the brand new year, starting in first quarter?
Putting together a hellified marketing and promotional. Like I said, 2022, I've been able to put an awesome team together that believe in me. And, I mean, they call me every other day now. Like, I know you said you need some time off, Patty, but we ready. So, you know, and so when I say stuff like that, it's like, you know, they take care of my pictures. You know, we take pictures, I send them to them, and they get them all together on the graphic end and stuff like that. And the feedback that I've been getting from people that now want to work with me because of what I'm showing, they're like, dude, she got her stuff together. What's the key? What do we got to do? So I'm putting classes together and platforms and programs together to help artists. Because these are the questions that I'm getting asked, like, how do you do that? And I'm hands-on. This is what I do. So when I'm telling it to you, I promise you I've done it and it's worked for me. This is nothing. Because, if I could show you all my screen right now of all these people in my inbox right now talking about, ooh, buy my book, buy my program, buy my class. And you go through it and it's just a bunch of BS. And I'm like, dude, I need to get to the nitty-gritty of this. How much is it going to cost? How much is it going to take me? What's the end results? And that's what I'm going to give you. I'm like, dude, you got to do this, and it's going to be tough, and it's going to be whatever. So I plan on bigger numbers, the growth of my fan base more, and just providing great performance and great material. It's several projects I'm dropping this year. This will probably be the most musical year for me. There's that much material I'm about to drop.
Yeah, no doubt. And all of those things are, you know, build anticipation for what is to come. But you already have momentum built already based off of what you've been doing and how you've been moving. That's the exciting thing about, you know, what we've heard tonight on the digital meet and greet. But one thing that I definitely want to encourage you to do, everything that you lay down wisdom-wise, you've already applied it to what you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing that. Keep your foot on the gas. Because you're at the end of the day, you're only going to be as successful as you push. You can have the team. You can have all of that. But it all starts with you. And from what I hear tonight, you've already got everything you need. All the ingredients are already there. You just got to continue to apply pressure. And so I don't see nothing but great things for you in 2023. I look forward to seeing all of those things unfold for you, because the one thing that you've done tonight is you spoke it into existence. You spoke life to it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just something that's stagnant. And so that right there, you speaking life to what you got going on, those things speak volumes to the people that are listening to your music or want to know who PJ Dakota is. See, those things, those are little dynamics that people forget about. First of all, you got to be confident about your project and your product. If you're not confident, how you expect the consumers to be the one to listen to what you got going on?
Right.
If you're not presenting yourself as, I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, what do they want to have to do with you?
Right,
so
right.
Kudos and salute to what you're doing and where you're going. Again, I just want to, again, the interviews, the collaborations, the putting something together on a bigger level, let's make that happen, because we speak on it and speak life to it, but you're putting action behind everything that you're talking about. And those are the things that are going to put you on that next level, and we're going to be talking about, you know what? I remember when that night we had her on the digital meet and greet, and now she winning Grammys and touring internationally. Those are the stories that I can foresee, because you already are speaking greatness upon your career and your life. Again, nothing but salute and respect from myself and everybody here at the digital meet and greet. And it's just an honor to have you on the show tonight.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, PJ. Now, I know you got the sinus infection and stuff, and I know we probably irritated it by keeping you talking. But hey, I feel like this is part of the cure right here, just spitting the wisdom and talking to the audience and stuff like that. And there's a lot of people streaming that's picking up on this wisdom, you know, soaking it up. I definitely hope you get well soon.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Thank you.
And I just want to say we're going to wrap it up soon. This is the Fog Hour. If you want to go ahead and get your last call in, you're welcome to do so. You got to do it now or you know, you don't get to say nothing. So if you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1. It will bring you on. Just press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1. It will bring you on.
Yeah.
If you're streaming from a third, go ahead, PJ.
Everybody, you guys can just type in PJ Dakota, and you can find me everywhere. And I also have a website. It's www.daydreamproduction.com. No S on the end. And you'll see what I'm offering. You got all my services, what I'm offering. Actually, I'm about to update it soon, but the general idea of what I bring to an artist. Because the industry nowadays, you guys, they don't do A&R work no more. I still offer that. And A&R work is the artist repertoire. So how you look, how you sound, how you walk, how you be, everything, those things matter. And a lot of artists think they have it. But y'all just, it's certain little things you got to trim off a little of that, a little fat, not saying that you're fat, but you know what I mean when you say you got to trim off the fat and smooth everything out. Those things still matter. And it still matters because even for the label, see the thing now, label don't offer that. They want you already to have that already done when you come see them. And all they want to do is push play, hear a hit, and then offer you a budget. And so that's where everything is at right now, y'all. And it's still feasible. People are like, I want to still get signed. Yeah, still go for it. But it's a lot of work that got to go into it.
Oh, yes. Indeed. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Definitely, PJ Dakota, thank you for being on the program. We don't have any more callers. Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, we got one more person. They just want to slide
in.
All right. Caller in the 231-373. You're on the air. Who is this?
Jimmy Demon, straight out of Hell, Michigan, checking in. What's going on, y'all?
Jimmy Demon, how you doing?
Straight rolling, y'all. Yo, great show tonight.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Oh yes, I know you up in Michigan, so we had a good Michigan show tonight. You still DJ, right?
Yes, sir. Still DJ. Promote. Do a little bit of the graphic work too. Whatever you need, we probably can help you out.
Oh, great. And everybody out there listening to you, heard him say he a DJ. Y'all got to respect the DJ. The DJ means everything. That's what that we ain't got that. We ain't got nothing else. Respect the DJ.
Yes.
Respect.
Indeed. Jimmy, we got to get the record over to you. You already got the record, don't you? I mean, you know, I know you stream like everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of them. I've heard a couple of PJ's tracks. Man, they pretty good. And I think she's linked up with a couple of my other artists from the Flint area. I work with a lot of them, and Jay Gutter and the Hood Smokers podcast out of Detroit.
We stay plugged
in the mitten.
Nice.
And international. Nice. We got some international going on too.
Awesome, bet.
Small world.
Indeed, it is. I mean, it's hard to find good people, but when you find the right people, there's no I in team. You know, we just make it work, and we're out there trying to help people and do good things and change the world for the better. And you know, and the industry. The big money-making industry is making too damn much money off of us, man. We're having to work too damn hard for this shit.
Yeah. So
everybody else goes out and have fun.
Yep, that's true.
And they take all of our money, and we don't get shit in return. So, I mean, it's time that we take the power back.
Correct. Agreed.
Yes. True indeed. Jimmy Demon, I'm glad you called in and yeah, you know, like I said, if you're not spending PJ Dakota already, definitely keep spending it, you know? I mean, if you, okay. Never mind. Yeah, you heard me. You know what I mean.
I'm going to have to dig into more of her tracks. You know, I've heard a few, and I think I linked up with her a while back, and I've been in Facebook jail a lot. Like, I got a revolving door. It's more than three hots in a cot, man. They got me a private suite at the top of the Facebook penthouse. I swear to God, every little dumbass thing out of the world.
Oh, yeah, they lock you up with quickness.
They're getting so they track you by words now.
Right.
There's a code word, and they flag you. You can't say this color, that color. You know, you can't even have the slightest bit of aggression in your comment, or it can't be capitals. I see a lot of your senior citizens and disabled people that have vision problems using a lot of capital letters.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know. If you're doing the capital letters stuff all the time, that's considered yelling on social media. That's considered raising your voice and being loud, considered yelling. So they flag you for aggressiveness or violence or and citing some other kind of dumbass shit, and it's like, and then how do you defend yourself? How do you defend yourself?
Right.
I just seen on the news that the Meta company at Facebook was cutting their employee staff. They were cutting jobs. So I mean, they're already saying during the COVID crap that they already had less people to review the disputes, and if you had. They got an oversight board now that you can, here's your case number, you know, go see the private person over there in the corner with the dunce hat on and see if they're going to let you out of Facebook jail early. like, I mean, it's pointless. I don't get it.
Well, hopefully you don't be in Facebook jail no more and definitely will wish you some happy, you know, happy holidays, man.
Oh, definitely. Happy holidays to you guys also. I'm out of Facebook jail, and I'm trying to keep my nose clean until the next slip-up.
Exactly.
But I mean, but I got, you know, I got smart. I found the, you know, I created the Instagram. So when they jock block me over there, I jock on the IG, and I continue on down the street. You can't stop the Merc Mitten. Who
no
they
doubt.
Shit? We Motown.
Oh, yeah.
It's no matter if we get down.
Oh, for sure.
Thanks for calling in. Definitely. Well, we got to hang it up. PJ Dakota, is there anything you want to plug before we get off?
New single Can't Wait coming out at the top of the year, followed up by another song called Trouble, and the whole album will be dropping at the first quarter. And just continue great music, new collabs with everybody. I'm open to work with other people as well. And, yeah, man, let's just have a great year.
Oh, yes, indeed. Definitely. Thank you all for calling. Thank you all for listening. JT, thank you for the interview as well. You all don't have to go home, but you got to get off this thing. Good night.
Good night.
There you go.